We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
On the line, Al, to explore some insane stuff going on right now in broadcasting, is our TV expert, Jay Black from jblack.tv. Hi, Jay!
Hello, Angelo.
All right, Jay, we got a lot of ground to cover here. Yeah. I'm going to just tell you, last year at this time, there was zero sports. Everything was shut down. And I was watching The Tiger King. And yeah. I enjoyed that more than either the NBA or baseball right now. Just so you know where I'm coming from. The National Basketball Association, according to a report this week, will seek three times as much money in its next TV contract as it's getting now, even though there is nothing but slop available. Please explain, Jay.
Yeah, so the NBA is seeking $75 billion versus the NFL's $100 billion. And, you know, if you just look at American ratings, that seems ludicrous because the NBA gets barely a quarter of what the NFL gets. Even their playoff games don't match a regular season NFL game. The main reason why they think they have this value isn't so much the ratings in America, but they're probably the closest thing that an American sport has to a global brand. They count for a lot more outside of the United States than football does. So their thinking is, especially in the age of digital streaming, if they can get on a platform like Amazon or Netflix or one of these things that has a huge international presence, they bring a lot more value to the table than a sport that might have higher ratings here in America.
All right, but you have taught us the value of star power, right?
Yes.
And here's the problem with the NBA right now. The stars on the teams don't always play.
Yeah.
Joel Embiid is the biggest star and the biggest attraction out of the Sixers. He has missed 20 games this year out of 70, and he's missed them often for load management, not actual injuries. How are they going to, are they going to get these players to play? What are they going to do about the product itself, Jay?
You know, one of the things that they talk about with the NBA constantly, and they do this with the NHL and MLB too, is reducing the number of games to bring up the value of each game, but also that we don't have to do things like talk about load management, that we can get these guys on the court as much as they can. And if they're going for an international deal, the reason why the NBA is so popular is because people know who these players are. And you're right. Nobody from, you know, New Ghana is going to tune in to see the Sixers because they love the Philadelphia 76ers. They're going to want to see somebody that they know and like. So, yeah, I think they have to look at some sort of reduction in the number of games or some sort of deal where we don't have so much load management.
All right, let's do baseball because that also right now is a real hard watch. Real hard. No balls in play, long. We had a four-hour game with 73 foul balls the other night. Jonesy, 73 foul balls, 380 pitches.
Unbelievable.
All right, Jack, what's going to happen with baseball on TV? Are they still getting any kind of numbers?
Yeah, you know, surprisingly, they're up now, again, you know, last year was COVID. They're up 60% against last year. But the last regular year, 2019, they're up about 9% over 2019. So people are coming. Now, again, part of this might be because there's crowds in the stadium again, and there's a little bit more novelty in watching the game. But there is increased interest in Major League Baseball. That said, they just, within the last 24 hours, re-upped with ESPN, at $150 million less per season.
Ooh.
So ESPN cut their money. Now, their package is a little smaller. They're getting less games. It's 30 versus 70. But that said, there might be a little bit of trouble brewing in the water long term for Major League Baseball.
Right, that never season. That no one ever takes less money, right, Jay? Yeah. That's like unprecedented.
Yeah. So it, you know, there's a lot of people are looking at that deal, going, that's a bad sign for Major League Baseball. And as you've said many times, and we've talked about, Major League Baseball seems to be the least interested in making their sport watchable on TV versus all four of the sports. And I don't know why that is. They're the least rated.
Wow.
So, you know, do something.
All right. One other thing. ESPN, star power, still talking about that. We lost one of the best people that has ever been on ESPN, and we retained one of the absolute worst. All right.
Yes.
Kenny Mayne, after 27 years, they tried to cut his salary 61%. He said goodbye, but ESPN signed up Chris Berman on another multi-year deal. Mm. Explain.
Yeah. Well, first off, I'm going to make you even more angry. If you look at the numbers, Kenny Mayne was making $1.5 million a year. They wanted to cut him to $500,000,
oh,
which is still not bad money, but an insult. Berman just re-upped for four more years at $2 million a year.
Oh, he could go all the way. Back. The same tired act gets $2 million. 4 years. How the hell old's he going to be? He's going to explode. He's so fat. Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
It buys a lot of hair dye, that's for sure. But the part of this is Kenny Mayne, he was not seen as somebody who could carry the digital end of things. Mm. Berman, apparently, when he came back in 2019 on ESPN Plus, which is where Disney really wants to start growing, he's done pretty well there. People have tuned in for the content he's putting on ESPN Plus, and Kenny Mayne wanted to do some different things. And I would love to see what Kenny Mayne wants to do, because he's one of the few guys at ESPN that's left that feels like those creative 90s type personalities. But ESPN wouldn't listen to him. He complained that he wanted to do different shows, different takes, different ways of doing stuff. And him leaving is going to be good for him ultimately. But I think
it shows
that ESPN is an old brand and tired.
Jay, I have a hankering to see you perform stand-up. Anything yet?
Yes. So at the end of June, I'm going to be at Royersford, PA. I know that's a long way away, but everybody can mark their calendars now. The last Thursday in June, I'll be at Soul Joel's Comedy Club. SoulJoels.com has tickets.
Will you have new pandemic material?
Yes, and I'll also have new pandemic weight that everybody can look at. So it'll be a lot of fun all around.
Jay Black. Thank you, Jay.
Thanks, guys.
All right, here we go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.